Today we as church celebrate Gaudete Sunday, the third Sunday of the Advent season. As you probably know, Gaudete is a Latin word, a word that means rejoice. With the presence of rose-colored vestments and candles, we notice there is something a bit different today. We discover that difference through our scripture readings. Instead of focusing on waiting in hopeful anticipation for the Messiah, the scriptures tell us to rejoice. To rejoice because the Messiah is in our midst, and we can recognize him through the attributes the sacred scriptures provide for us, hope and healing. In our first reading, Isaiah prophesies that the Messiah will be the one we recognize because of the hope he brings, the hope of healing for the blind, the deaf, and the lame. Our responsorial psalm offers joyful praise for God's faithfulness and adds to Isaiah's list the hungry, the oppressed, and orphans and widows. When Jesus tells John the Baptist's disciples, "Go and tell John what you see and hear," he is confirming these messianic attributes while revealing that the Messiah is in their midst. John must have been filled with joy when his disciples confirmed that indeed Jesus is the one who is to come, the one foretold by the prophets, the one to come and save us. Are we not blessed to see the transformative works of God's love, mercy, and compassion taking place through us and all around us? The promised Messiah is with us in his life-giving word, his grace-filled sacraments, in his body and blood. John the Baptist was the messenger sent to prepare the way for Jesus, which he did with joy. Jesus is the message. In him, we learn that the Messiah is the one who brings good news to the poor in healing and forgiveness to all in need. And so, my sisters and brothers, let us rejoice in the Lord, who became man to save us, so that striving to be Christ's faithful disciples, we may allow God to work through us, making visible the power of the Messiah in our works of charity, and proclaiming Jesus to be Emmanuel, God with us, who brings hope and healing to all. May God's blessings be with you this day and throughout the week ahead.